BBC News with Neil Nunes. Iran has launched air attacks on Israel and several Gulf nations. Saudi Arabia says two drones hit the U.S. embassy in the capital, Riyadh. David Willis has more from Washington.
Nobody was injured in the attack, but explosions were heard elsewhere in the capital, prompting embassy officials to advise U.S. citizens in Tehran and Jeddah, as well as Riyadh, to shelter in place. Speaking on American television, President Trump said the United States would retaliate soon, as he put it. The U.S. State Department has now advised American citizens in more than a dozen countries in the region to leave as soon as possible, as concerns grow that the conflict is spreading.
Qatar, the United Arab Emirates and Israel also reported missiles entering their airspace. Israel's attacks on Iran continued deep into the night, including a strike on Iran's state broadcaster, which it said it had dismantled, but the broadcaster itself said its operations had not been disrupted. The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 550 people have been killed so far. The U.S. says six of its service members have died. Israel has also launched a fresh aerial assault on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, targeting command centers and storage facilities belonging to Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran. The bombardment followed an evacuation order to everyone in Beirut's southern suburbs. Wira Davis is in Beirut.
This is exactly what the Lebanese government and most people here didn't want, to get involved in another costly, divisive conflict with Israel. But I think Israel has decided that it can't trust the Lebanese government to deal with Hezbollah. So the Israelis have said tonight that they're going to carry on targeting specific Hezbollah figures and installations until they're happy that Hezbollah has been defeated.
The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has told congressional leaders the U.S. will further intensify its attacks on Iran, but he said he didn't know how long operations would last. Mr. Rubio said key objectives must be completed: the destruction of Iran's ballistic missile capability and ensuring it could never build a nuclear weapon. Here's our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman.
Mr. Rubio said the administration knew there was going to be an Israeli action against Iran and that the U.S. would suffer much higher casualties from Tehran's response if the U.S. didn't strike first. Mr. Rubio's justification for the timing marks a curious, evolving argument of preemptive defense by the administration that is likely to be greeted with deepening distrust from Democrats and with skepticism from parts of Mr. Trump's own base, who argue he has abandoned his America First credentials and has been dragged into war by Israel.
World News from the BBC. The United States has imposed sanctions on Rwanda's military and four of its senior commanders, accusing them of fueling conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Treasury Department says the Rwanda Defense Force has been training and equipping M23 rebels and fighting alongside them. Mr. M23 have already been sanctioned by Washington and the United Nations for human rights abuses and mass displacement in eastern Congo. The U.S. Justice Department has given up its attempt to punish four major law firms it accused of engaging in workplace discrimination in the name of diversity and of weaponizing the justice system against the president and his allies. Mr. Trump had signed an executive order which barred them from federal business and threatened their clients' government contracts. Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa has announced that joint operations with the United States to combat drug trafficking will begin in 2 weeks. He announced a curfew from mid-March in the four most violent provinces.
Nuestro pueblo necesita vivir en paz.
Our people need to live in peace, which is why this month we'll fight alongside our allies in the region in the very important military and police operations. The next phase of combat and of this war against organized crime begins now.
The drug trade has led to a vicious turf war that's transformed Ecuador from one of Latin America's safest countries into one of its deadliest. The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has arrived in Australia on his first official visit there since taking office. His three-day tour is focused on strengthening ties. The visit comes in the middle of Mr. Carney's Indo-Pacific tour to diversify Canada's trade and partnerships and reduce reliance on the United States. BBC World News.